Conference record has joined the conference.
Hi everyone, this is Heather Van Cura and we are starting the 2015 Meet the EC Candidates teleconference. So this is being recorded and this is our annual call for folks to have a chance to ask questions to the candidates and for the candidates to introduce themselves, those who are available. All of this information is also available online, so we'll be posting the links along with the audio of this call. So to start off, just to review, today is November 6, 2015, and the ballot for the 2015 elections opens on Tuesday, November 10th. All JCP members are eligible to vote on the ballot that's open for 2 weeks. So the ballots open November 10th through the 23rd, and we'll have the results published on the 24th. So this year, we are electing those EC members' seats whose terms expire in 2015. And just as a recap, we have 8 ratified candidates: Credit Suisse, Ericsson, Fujitsu, HP, Intel, Red Hat, SoJava, and IBM. And for our elected EC candidates, we have 3 open seats, and we have 6 candidates for those 3 open seats. So the candidates are Eclipse, Elastic, Yopal Technologies, the London Java Community, Tommy Tribe, and Twitter. And all of this information is available on jcp.org. I'm going to go ahead and go to that page now so everyone can see the qualification statement from each nominee that's interested in running for election, as well as the primary contact and a picture of them. And if they've provided a position statement PDF, we also have a link to that there. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with the candidates. We do have 2 candidates calling in from Brazil, so I'm going to start with them, and then we'll go ahead and proceed to the elected candidates first, and then we'll move on to the ratified candidates. So the 2 candidates in Brazil that we're going to go ahead and get started with first are SoJava is a ratified candidate this year, so I'll turn it over to Bruno, give him 2 to 3 minutes to introduce himself and why he's interested in running for a seat again on the JCP Executive Committee, and then we'll go ahead and switch over to Russlin from Gelastic. Bruno.
So hi, everyone. First of all, I'd like to thank all the candidates for giving us this little time to begin with. We are actually here in Ukraine, and it's a little bit slow internet connection, so we're just making sure that we are able to talk before we lose the connection here. So thanks everyone for letting us go first. So my name is Bruno Souza, and I'm the representative of SoJava. SoJava is the Java User Society. It's one of the world's largest Java user group. We're based in São Paulo, Brazil, and SoJava has been long-time participants of the JCP. We were the first Java user group ever to join the JCP many years ago when Java user groups were not, it was actually really hard for Java user groups to join, but as a nonprofit organization, we actually made the effort to join the JCP. And since then, we've participated in many different JSRs and many different efforts. So Java was not only on the JCP, but we're also a strong participant on general standardizations efforts, and especially on promoting Java. So we were very strong on supporting the discussions around the open sourcing of Java. So the first time that some microsystems ever discussed it publicly about open source Java and with other organizations like Apache and IBM and others at the time was in one meeting that we did here in Brazil that we brought together everyone to actually discuss and promote open source of Java. So we've been kind of very, very strong in supporting a more transparent and more inclusive work around Java in general. So since we joined the JCP several years ago, we participated in JSRs like Java 5, for example, that we had a representative that was one of the very first GSRs that actually allowed outsiders to participate in a broader way. And there's a SoJava director has been a co-spec lead of GSR 310, for example. So in a more recent participation, we have last year Otavio Santana was nominated and won the Outstanding Member of the Year award for his participation representing SoJava on several different GSRs, especially the money and currency GSR. So we have been trying to be very, very active. And one of the things that our main objective is to bring the attention and the opinion of the general Java development community into the JCP. So we have been, every discussion that happens, we make sure that bring this discussion into the user groups, and also make sure that we bring all the feedback into the JCP. Together with the London Java community, we have supported from the very beginning the adopted JSR efforts, and we have today around 180 members of SoJava involved in different ways of in the adopted JSR program. So our reason why we want to continue is that we think that the JCP has gone strong strides towards a more transparency, a transparent effort. And we want to continue this. We want to continue to make the JCP a place for discussion of the future of Java that is very inclusive and that allows any developer to participate. So I would thank you all for voting in us and allowing us to continue this work. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Bruno. So we'll go ahead and start with the elected candidates now. We're going to start with the last six first. So Russlyn's on the line with you. I've got Russlyn's information up on the screen if you're on WebEx. So go ahead, Russlyn, and introduce yourself.
Thank you. Hello, everybody, and thank you for the opportunity to talk in the first role. We are continuing to celebrate Java, actually, here in Ukraine. It was a great show. Actually, James Gosling joined us today. It was really good for the community to get support from him. So a little bit about myself. I am Java fan, like, during 15 years. I have, like, experience in Java Enterprise, Java Standard Edition. So during the last, 7 years, we are working on cloud solution. And so we collected a lot of questions and a lot of things that we can improve for the cloud, and specifically for Java inside containers and Java with microservices. So we are working with containers from 2011, actually, and we hear different customers from different countries. Today, about like 40 cloud service providers are offering like Javascript around the world. So we are trying to give people like freedom of choice. So the main reason why I would love to participate in GCP to again like to bring attention like for Java in the cloud, to improve Java specifically for the cloud, and to share our knowledge that we collected during like the 7 years and to improve Java. So thank you very much, and so thank you very much, and if any questions, feel free to ask.
This is Mike DiNicola, Fujitsu. I have a question for you. I noticed that this Jelastic references James Gosling and Bruno as advisors. What role do they play in the company?
Okay, so thank you for the question. First of all, about James Gosling. About like 3 years ago, my friend sent me a link like, take a look, James Gosling is using Jelastic for his own project, like for liquid robotics. It was really a big surprise for me. So after that, I started like, you know, to look connections with James Gosling, and I found them. And I was trying to convince him to join us, and actually he said like, yes, okay, like I can join you. And today James is the independent director of the board, so he helps me to convince other shareholders, like, to, you know, to keep focus on technologies, like, not, you know, only on the profit and so on. Like, So James, I'm talking pretty often today with James, and again he helps us to improve the technology, like to improve like the vision, to keep vision like on, you know, on Java in the cloud. Again, like he was the first guy who said like, okay, light migration is important across like clouds and across hardware nodes, like because, you know, he was Sun employee and Sun invented containers, and we are using pretty heavily containers actually today. So this is about James Glossling. Bruno is our advisor. He helped me to reach different communities, to, you know, to help people like to figure out how to use like Java in containers and the cloud. We visited different Java user groups, and Jelastic sponsored, like, you know, some cool stuff. I mean, like, Compizza and so on. Yeah, so Bruno is not an employee. Actually, he is just my friend, like, so, and he, you know, he helps me to get connections with other Java user groups around the world, like, so this is the, like, the main roles of them, in Jelastic. Actually, they are our friends, like, this is the main point.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. And we're going to have questions at the end as well, but we'll go ahead and move on now to the next, the elected candidates. Unfortunately, Eclipse cannot be here today, so we're going to move on to Yokel Technologies. Is Carl on the phone? He wasn't sure if he was going to be able to join, so we'll go ahead and ask at the end if he was able to connect. Do we have anyone from the London Java community? I know we have somebody from Tommy Tribe, David Blevins. Are you on the line? Were you able to get connected to the audio?
I am. Is it working?
It's working. So, David, okay. Over to you. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
Yeah. So, hello, everyone. I'm David Blevins, and the CEO and founder of Tommy Tribe, a young company about 2 years old. This Java 1 graduated to our second year, or starting our third year of business, sort of the infancy state. So a little bit about me. Been involved in open source Java EE for a very long time. So first project that I started was OpenEJB in 1999. And later on, we started a project called Apache Geronimo in 2003. That eventually, we had a company there that sold to IBM, where I worked for about 7 years. And started Apache Tommy in 2011. We got that certified, and it was interesting. When we announced that certified in 2011, I was still at IBM. And it was the 12th certified server, and I looked at the others and realized I had worked on 4 out of the 12. So it was a pretty prolific time at that moment. We started Tommy Tribe in 2013, and I guess I would describe it like this. You can't work in an industry for that long and not feel the need to really improve it. You are intimately involved in the spec cycle and seeing how input is added and seeing what the results are and seeing how the process could be improved to create a better, healthier overall ecosystem. We've done a lot of things to improve how communities interact with the JCP, and we've made some astonishing, great progress. I still think we're about halfway there. More progress could be done. We're allowing more input into the JCP, but we're getting the same output, which is the selection of vendors is steadily decreasing. And that is not because of failure of the JCP. That's natural things like acquisition. And I think we need to focus on the sort of middle to late stage of the JCP, of the process, which is basically we allow lots of feedback. We have JIRAs. We have openness in that aspect of it. A lot of the TCK documents, spec documents, still stay a little bit closed for a little too long. As well, we don't really have adequate access to the TCKs themselves for the industry to really encourage more implementations. So I know that there's been a lot of discussion about this, and you know, we're very passionate about making sure that all the feedback that we're soliciting can result in more implementations in the market. And we want to basically join and help promote and encourage and strengthen that aspect of the JCP. So that would be our high-level desires to see improved in the whole process.
Okay, thanks, anyway, David.
Yeah.
Did you have something else to say?
If anybody has any questions, I'm very happy to answer.
Okay, we'll ask for questions again at the end, or you can type them in the WebEx chat. So we want to move on to Twitter. Tony, I know, is on the line. Turn it over to Tony Prinzetti.
Yeah, hi, Heather. Can you all hear me? Does it work okay?
Yes, go ahead. Yes. I can hear you.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. So I'm Tony Prinzetti from the Twitter JVM team. I am currently the primary Twitter rep at the JCP. I took over from Chris, and unfortunately I can't pronounce his last name, so I won't even try. I took over from him a few weeks ago. Secondary rep is my colleague Ramki Ramakrishna. A little bit about myself. So I started my Java journey around 20 years ago. As part of my postgraduate studies, I worked on the then JVM. So it was JVM of the classic VM. It was about Java 0.9 something. And I've been working on JVMs on and off ever since. I can tell you things have got much better since then. I spent 7 years in the hotspot team in the garbage collection group at Sun and then Oracle. And I've been at Twitter working on the VM team for just over 2 years. So a little bit what Twitter does with the JVM. Basically, Twitter bet the farm on the JVM. A few years back, it was all Ruby shop. Now it's kind of well documented that we moved to the JVM. That was before my time. We're not looking back. We really like the scalability, performance, and robustness of the JVM. Most of our infrastructure and core services run on the JVM. We have thousands and thousands of JVMs running on thousands and thousands of machines. We do use Scala more than Java as a language, but in the end, it still runs on the same platform, and we still use a lot of Java libraries, and we rely on them daily. For example, NIO, collection and concurrent utilities, concurrent collections, et cetera. And we also maintain and deploy our own build of OpenJDK. We call it Twitter JDK. So Twitter is very happy to be involved and contributing to open source projects, and we have had a long tradition of doing so. For example, some examples are Finagle, Hadoop. We contribute to Mesos, MySQL, et cetera. And we have been representing the GCP for some time now. In particular, the team I work in, the JVM team, we have been contributing fixes to Hotspot. We're planning to do more. And we have a very strong team. Three of us spent many years in the Hotspot team before joining Twitter. And in fact, Twitter has at least four Hotspot reviewers, which is kind of the highest level of contributor to OpenJDK, including myself. This will sound a little bit corny, but as a platform, Twitter is a platform for everyone around the world to communicate freely and easily, and this is what we would like also to do for the JCP. We would like to be a forum that any developer can contribute and participate and give the thoughts on the future of the Java platform, and we're hoping to keep that up in the foreseeable future. One final thing, if anybody going to DevOx next week or QCon San Francisco the week after, I will be talking about what we do with the JVM. I have a talk in each conference, so feel free to come along, or just if you're attending, please come and say hi and talk to me about it. That's it. Thank you very much for listening, and I can take some questions if anybody has any.
Okay, thanks, Tony. We'll go ahead and move on to the ratified candidates, and then we'll circle back and see if anybody was able to join at the end. So the ratified candidates, as I mentioned, there are 8 ratified seats up for election this year. So we'll start with Credit Suisse, and I know Susie is on the line, so I'll turn it over to Susie.
Yeah, hello, everybody. My name is Susie Jess, and I'm the representative for Credit Suisse, which is a global bank that is headquartered in Zurich. That's also where I'm based. So I work in the infrastructure architecture team, and I'm responsible there for everything that's related to Java, as well as application platforms and PaaS technologies. And before that, I did a PhD at ETH Zurich, where I built a dynamic updating system for object-oriented programs. So that's obviously done with Java, and manipulating the Java bytecode on during the runtime. So 5 years ago, Credit Suisse was elected in the EC to be the first member that was not a vendor, but a customer of Java technologies. And luckily now with the work that the EC did on the JCP Next initiatives, now the EC is much more open and shows a broader variety of different members. So we showed off our good participation record. We participated in EC meetings, reviewed with JSRs, participated in expert group, and actually learned also our way to run an expert group as a spec lead, which is the money JSR, which this year now was finally completed successfully, and is actually also used now. So that's quite nice. So in the following, we would like to continue and work on specific topics. So again, we want to continue and also work in the expert group and also on spec leads. But then, yeah, obviously specifically with the focus for enterprise scale applications, and also the possibility of for our employees that they can collaborate in the Java community. And also to continue to argue for strong and open standards. So really to show our customer perspectives, because we think it's very important to have a competitive market and transparent license models so customers can actually pick from different implementations. And finally, with our rather technical background, we kind of complement the process and vendor-oriented view in this board. And so we continue to argue also for a bit of technical and strategic focus for the Java language and its ecosystem. So thank you for your attention and then also for your support in this election round.
Okay, thanks, Susie. I'll move on to Erickson. Krister is on the line as well. So I turn it over to Krister to introduce himself from Erickson.
Hi, guys. Krister here. I'm in a small booth here. Do you hear me well?
Yes, no worries. I can hear you.
Yes. Better. Ah, excellent. Right. My name is Krister Boberg. I work for our CTO office these days. I'm driving what we call technology strategies around a number of areas, such as communication services and IoT. And in Ericsson, I mean, we are a big company, telecom company with around 25,000 people involved in this R&D. And we are using technologies when it comes to programming from all the way from Assembler to C, C++, Erlang, Java, etc., and Go these days. Personally, I've been around for a very long time. I started to code Java even before it was called Java. And I've been driving or being sort of a main driver for that language within Ericsson since then. From an Ericsson perspective, we have a lot of existing implementations in Java, and we are evolving a lot in our programming, I would say, evolution these days. And the key for us is then to understand how Java can evolve and how we can drive that to be more open and actually be a programming language for the future. So for us, it's really key that we have a flexible and really thriving community, and that we have manufacturers of different kinds implementing Java. So that's what we will try to drive from Ericsson's side, that we continue to have that and improve in that area the coming years. So we have been around in the EC for a long time. I think we started before me around 4 years ago, and I've been around for 2.5 years. So thank you for the support for now, and I hope that we can continue driving this together. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Christer. So we'll move on to Fujitsu. I believe we have Kenji and Mike on the line from Fujitsu. Did you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. I am Kenji Kazumura from Fujitsu, and I'm in charge of interstage application server. That is Java EE certified application server. And Fujitsu is a very unique company. That is, we have implemented Java technology on a variety of platforms, that is mainframes, servers, PC, and mobile phones, and all sorts of platforms. And Fujitsu has been working with Java since 1996, that is almost 20 years. In the meantime, Fujitsu plays an important role in the Java community. So Fujitsu has a member of the EC since the beginning of JCP. And the number of JSR which Fujitsu has participated in and supported is over 50. And being spec lead or a member of expert group. For example, device of JCP process such as JCP 2.9, 2.8, and so on. And Fujitsu was also active in the expert group creating Java specification participation agreement version 2, and also creating Java EE7 and that umbrella JSRs. So Fujitsu will continue to support JCP from now on. So thank you for listening.
Okay, thanks, Kenji. The next candidate is HP, Hewlett-Packard. I'm not sure if we have anyone from HP on the line. So I believe we have the IBM representative. We'll move on to IBM. Steve, are you on the call?
Yep, I'm on the call, and I apologize for not having any materials up on the website. That was an oversight on our part getting new materials to you. Anyway, my name is Steve Wolf, and I'm one of a couple of folks inside IBM that are representatives on the Java community process. IBM has been one of the earliest participants in the Java community itself, in fact, predating the JCP. We, like Fujitsu, began investing in Java back in, I think, 1994 was our initial agreements with Sun. And I have personally been involved on the – I'm not a technologist, but I've been personally involved in IBM's business relationships around Java as well as the Java strategy since 1996. IBM has been a member of the JCP since its inception, and as I'm sure you know, IBM has made one of the industry's broadest commitments to Java, covering pretty much every area where Java is currently being implemented. And we continue to believe that participating in the Java community is key to the success of the Java ecosystem and our customers. So I appreciate your vote when you get to vote in the elections. And if you have any questions, let me know.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
I believe Intel is not available, but let me just double check. Michael, are you on the phone call from Intel? Okay, and Red Hat, Mark had already indicated he was not going to be available. Mark Little, his materials are on the website, but he was not available for the call today. And we already heard from Bruno from SoJava. So that's the last of the 8 ratified candidates. All the information is available on the website. And I'll just do one more check on the elected candidates. If any of the candidates joined that were not able to speak previously, let me know. And I'll give you a moment to introduce yourself. If not, we'll turn it over to general questions if you want to type them in the chat or speak up now and ask your questions. This is the time to do so. So any questions out there from anybody on the call, either from candidates to each other or members on the call?
Mike DiNicola again. I have a question for Gelastic. Excuse me, not Gelastic, for Tama Tribe. David, you're very heavily, your company is heavily EE oriented, okay, both Java EE and Tommy EE, which you guys developed. And, you know, recently there's been speculation about Oracle's continuing interest in Java EE. What's been your reaction to that?
Okay, we might have lost David, perhaps.
Okay. Then I'll withdraw the question.
Okay, you can always follow up via email. Have David's email, get in touch with me, Mike, and I'll forward the question on to you, okay, for you.
Okay.
All right. So if you want to go ahead and do that, send me an email. That would be great. Anybody else can do the same thing. If you have questions, I'm happy to forward them on to the candidates. And as I mentioned before, the ballot does open on Tuesday.
I was talking on mute. That took me a while to find the unmute button. Okay, yeah, I was going into an answer, and then I realized Heather spoke up. Okay, so my reaction to the, you know, potential divestment in this space is, of course, great disappointment. If this turns out to be, you know, true, we definitely are slowing down year after year, or major EE version after major EE version. Our pace is on the decline. The effort to get more participants into the specifications is, of course, a really good thing. However, there is not yet enough visibility in terms of where that feedback goes. There isn't much of a change in terms of how visible how often the specs are updated. And so whether there is activity or not is a really big open question until we see a draft, and that can often be very months. Mm-hmm. And so that allows for kind of a quiet slowing of the specifications that I think is rather unhealthy. If the specifications themselves, the text, the source document itself, was in some sort of revision control available to the public and there were no commits on it for months, the whole world would know that that thing is not getting updated, that the interest is no longer there. It's very easy in an open source project to see if that open source project is being developed because all commits to the project are public. And just because there's discussion on an expert group does not mean that discussion is actually going somewhere and resulting in additions to specifications. So if we had some way to be able to actually track the activity of the spec lead more, there would be no way to say, yes, we're still committed while secretly you're not committed. Your commitment level would be transparent to the world. I think that transparency involving people being able to give feedback is great, but we still need some transparency around the activity of the lead itself. And from there, I believe, you know, market pressure would be a really good thing. You know, it would add some market pressure to keep things on track. because, like I say, it would be far more difficult to report that everything's good while simultaneously having things be quietly not so good.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate that. As you're probably well aware that Fujitsu is very heavily involved in and interested in Java EE, as Kenji mentioned. So it's something that
we all are.
If you were a member of the EC, you'd be a strong supporter of clearing this up a little bit.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, absolutely. That is the primary motivator for me getting involved into the EC. Aside from wanting transparency in industry in general, 15 years of my personal career involved in implementing EE, my first spec was EJB3 and onward to Java EE6 and onward, went through three major implementations of, certified three major versions of EE from 1.4, 1.5, 1.6. Have not certified 1.7 because we can't get a TCK. We started a business because we want to add options to the market because specifications are of limited use unless there are multiple implementations. So we sort of put our money where our mouth is and decided we're going to jump in with both feet. And be an EE vendor. So we're sort of the youngest, scrappiest one out there. I hope we're scrappy. But we're not the
size of, Fujitsu or IBM or any other people out there. So we have a lot more to lose, if EE does in fact slow or decay or even possibly die. So we're incredibly motivated.
Thank you very much for your comments.
Okay. Any final questions before we end the call? Okay. Thanks again to the candidates, and thanks for listening. I'll be posting the audio of this call over the weekend, and I will send it out on Twitter if you want to check for the link. So thanks again for joining, and I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording now.